Good morning, everyone. I'm sorry I'm wearing my gloves. I don't know if I feel cold because I'm going to preach or because of the climate. Okay, the title of the message that I'm going to bring this morning is Let's say goodbye to 2020 with thanksgiving in our hearts and welcome 2021 with positivity. And Gary said a while ago that I think we have to forget 2020, but I still believe in my heart that there were still many blessings that we had during last year. Can we think of many blessings that we had last year? Forget all the bad things. Let's think of the good things that God gave us. Can you think? Even one? You can share. I think you want to share. Can you think of one thing, even one thing? Maybe I can think that one of the many blessings that I have, I can drive now. Though I don't have yet the license, but just imagine that was my fear when I was in the Philippines. But I didn't really, even in my wildest dream, I did not dream that I can drive. But now I can drive. So I think that's the many blessings that I have. So let's forget all the negative things, but let's welcome 2021 with positivity. Our text this morning is in Jeremiah chapter 29, verse 11 to 13. And the verse where I'm going to read Jeremiah, I know each one of us, we are very familiar with this. It says here, "For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, said the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. Then shall ye call upon me, and ye shall go and pray unto me, and I will hearken unto you, and ye shall seek me and find me, when ye shall search for me with all your heart." Let us pray. Our Father in heaven, we come before your throne of grace this morning. Lord, we pray that your Holy Spirit will come upon us right now. Lord, you know what we are thinking. You know what we feel. So Lord, we ask your Holy Spirit to cleanse our minds, our hearts right now in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ. Lord, we welcome you in our hearts so that your message, Lord, forgive us of our sins. Cleanse us, Lord, right now so that your word can enter freely in our hearts. And Lord, I lift up also unto you myself as I bring your word. Lord, as you put your word in the mouth of Jeremiah, I pray also that you are going to put your words in my mouth, that I can say this, Lord, of what you want me to say this morning. This is our prayer in the name of Jesus. Amen. Okay, let's begin first with the background of the text of Jeremiah, the book of Jeremiah. The book of Jeremiah was intended for the Israelites who were exiled in Babylon during those times. Its king and its citizens, important citizens in Israel, they were exiled in Babylon during those times. And on the other hand, the remnant Israelites who were still at Jerusalem or in Israel, they were suffering with so many false prophets. What was the sin of the Israelites that God allowed them to be in exile? The same sin, the repetition of worshiping idols, idolatry. They replaced the living God with worshiping a man-made or man-made idols made of trees and stones. So it's idolatry. So that was the sin of the Israelites and why God allowed them to be in exile and why God allowed them to be with those false prophets. But here comes Jeremiah. Jeremiah was called by God or commissioned by God when he was very young. And God, in chapter 1, we can read in chapter 1 that God chose Jeremiah even when he was still in his mother's womb. And when Jeremiah received the calling of God, he said, "Oh Lord, no, I'm very young, Lord. And beside, Lord, I don't know how to speak." And what did the Lord said to Jeremiah? "Don't worry, Jeremiah. I will put words in your mouth." So that's Jeremiah. So he was very young. He was very young, but God used him. But during that time, did the people of the Lord listen to him? They did not. And actually, Jeremiah was persecuted. So because of that, he was lamenting, he was struggling, because the people of God did not listen to him. It's like Jesus. When Jesus came here on earth, the people did not listen to him. And one of the office of Jesus, he was also a prophet. They did not listen to him. So that was in the time of Jeremiah. And he was really struggling to the point that his life was at risk because they wanted to kill him. So if we were on the, you know, the shoes of Jeremiah, maybe we will be fearful for our life. But what did the Lord say to him? "Hey, Jeremiah, do not be afraid. I will not allow them to kill you." So the word of God came to pass. He was still alive. So Jeremiah was called the weeping prophet because many scholars said that Jeremiah was called the weeping prophet because of his suffering as a prophet of God. Can you understand my accent? Can you understand me? Are you sure? Okay, thank you. Okay, so he was called the weeping prophet because of his suffering as a prophet of God. God compared during those times, God compared and described his chosen people as unfaithful wife and rebellious children. Okay? And in Jeremiah chapter 3, verse 8 and 9, it says, "And I saw that for the adulteries of the faithless Israel, I had sent her away and given her a writ of divorce, yet her treacherous sister, Judah, did not fear, but she went and was a harlot also." So they are the same. So they are the same. They disobey God. They worship idols. So God was angry of that. But despite of their unfaithfulness to God, there was a promised restoration. And that is why here in Jeremiah 29, verses 11 to 13, God said, "For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, said the Lord, thought of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end." So that's the version in the Holy Bible. And in other version, it says, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans for welfare and not for calamity, to give you a future and a hope. That's in a New American Standard Version. So this is the word of the Lord to his chosen people during the time that despite of their being unfaithful to God, there is a promise restoration for them. So the question is this book of Jeremiah still relevant to us at present? Yes, because the word of God is always relevant to all generations, past, present, and future. As a follower of Jesus, we can still get comfort from Jeremiah 29, verse 11 to 13, that he can rescue us. Our God can rescue us. Remember last week, Pastor Joe preached about how God can rescue us. So I think this word is still about how God can rescue us. And definitely, we don't have the literal idols or images the same as what they had before that make God jealous or make God cause us to suffer from that kind of sin. But I believe our suffering now is the result of some external factors. What are the external factors that we are suffering now? We have the COVID-19 pandemic, right? We discussed in our Sunday school that we are divided. If we are going to wear masks or we are not. So there is a division even in the church. So this is one of the, in our brain nowadays. What else? And because of this pandemic, we have the so-called financial crisis. Not only in America that always discuss about the stimulus, but all over the world. And sad to say, even in the Philippines, there's no money available to give to the people because the government already gave 3 times. So if nothing coming in, so these are the things that we are thinking right now. And the infirmities. How if I can get the COVID? And not only that, we have another illness, we have another sickness. And another thing, the vaccines. So we are also skeptical about this because of we can hear that there is some bad elements in it. What else? And then what else? The result of the elections, we don't know yet. So these are all the things that, that caused us to suffer internally. And I think this is our idols. It makes us our idols. Remember an idols that replaced, our faith from God? Because if we have our faith to God, so we keep on believing Him. We keep on believing Him that He can solve this problem. So I am not preaching only to you, but, when I studied this, I was also preaching to myself first. Because, sometimes because of the negativities, it will blurred. Our brain will become blurred because of this. But because of what we are thinking. But I encourage each one of us that we are going to welcome 2020-21 with positivity from the Word of God. We can ask God to rescue us from these negativities. Because I believe that we can only get our aspirations or our inspiration this coming year to come from the Word of God. I'm sorry, I'm going to drink water first. I'm going to get my water. Okay, point number one, we have, there are three positivity that we can draw from Jeremiah 29, verse 11 to 13. Okay, number one, let's welcome 2021 with a peaceful heart. So go back to our text. It says that, "For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, saith the Lord, a thoughts of peace." So who said that? It's God. That's the word of God to the Israelites. And this is still the word of God for us today. Actually, the plan of God in our lives is for us to have peace in our hearts. And that is why there is Christmas. So in Luke chapter 1, verses 26 to 33, it says, "Now in the 6 months, the angel Gabriel was sent from God to a city in Galilee called Nazareth to a virgin engaged to a man whose name was Joseph of the descendant of David. And the virgin's name was Mary. And coming in, he said to her, 'Hail favored one, the Lord is with you.' But she was greatly troubled at this statement and kept pondering what kind of salutation this might be. And the angel said to her, 'Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And behold, you will conceive in your womb and bear a son. You shall name him Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. And the Lord will give him the throne of his father David. And he will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and his kingdom will not end.'" So just imagine the angel came, and what kind of greetings that troubled Mary. He said, "Hi, hello, favored one." So what a nice, "Hi, hello, hi, favored one." So Mary was, you know, was bothered to that greetings. But what can we get from, what can we draw from this Luke chapter 1, verse 26 to 33? So we can get that the favored one, the Lord is with you. The Lord is with you. So this word to Mary from the angel, if we go back to Jeremiah chapter 1, when Jeremiah was afraid of his calling, the Lord told him, "Don't worry, Jeremiah. Don't be afraid, Jeremiah, because I am with you, or I will be with you." So the same with this word to Mary. The Lord is with you. Don't be afraid. Is this not the word also that for us today? And that is because we have Emmanuel, that God is with us. And many times, some of us, or most of us, or all of us, me, you, we forgot this. And we focus on our problems. We focus on our concerns. That it seems that we forgot that the Lord of Jeremiah, still the Lord of us today, who says, "The Lord is with you. Our God is with me. our God is with you and He is within us today. Do you believe on that? He is here listening to us. And He said, do not be afraid, Mary, because you have found favor with God. Oh, just imagine, you have found favor with God. Same with us. We have favor from God. Just imagine billions of people already in the world today, you and I have the hearts to receive God. And we have the Word of God that comforts us, that inspires us, that whatever may happen in this 2020, 21, the Lord is with us. The Lord is with me. He is with us. So don't be afraid. Don't be afraid of COVID-19. It's like that. But we are human. I know what you are thinking right now. It's like also what I'm thinking. But let's not forget that the Lord said, the Lord is with you. In that last verse, His kingdom will have no end. Whose kingdom? Our God. If our King has kingdom that will not end, who are the princes and the prince there? It's you and me. Right? It's you and me. Our kingdom will have no end. And in Matthew chapter 28, verse 20, it says that I will be with you at the end of the age. At the end of the age. This age, at the end of the age. And actually, there are really so many, we cannot blame, there are so many people who are, you know, who are really fearful of this nowadays because of this COVID-19. And I remember when my husband, I think we went to one store months ago, because Rodney is not really wearing a mask. Somebody said, looking at you with, why are you not wearing mask? Everybody is requiring to wear a mask. So because that there is fear. But remember, His kingdom will have no end. If God will allow our lives to end, like Mercy's husband and last July, we know for sure that is not the end of His life. He is there in His kingdom now in heaven with the Lord. So if we really deeply understand this, it will remove our fear. Because we know that our God is with us. And the second one is, let's welcome 2021 with a hopeful heart. So in other translation, it's there. For I know the thoughts I think toward you, said the Lord, to give you expected end. In other translation, to give you a future and a hope. So let's welcome with a hopeful heart this coming year. So what is hope? In Merriam-Webster, hope means to desire with expectation of obtainment or fulfillment, to expect with confidence, trust. And go back to Jeremiah. In Jeremiah 32, verse 26 to 27, it says there, okay, here comes the another word from the Lord through Jeremiah. Remember, that's 32. Because, the Lord is really, I feel that our God is really like a parent. You are parents. Oh, Mercy is parents. Sometimes your children, our children, we try to discipline them. We try to discipline them. And I think that what's happened to Israel, that God God is really there who loved them. But because of their sin, God disciplined them, and God wants them to see what they are doing against God. But God is still there. You know, God is still there. And it says, is anything too difficult for me? He said, behold, I am the Lord, the God of all flesh. Greek, Jew, Gentiles, the God of all flesh. Is anything too difficult for me? Nothing. Is that true? So go back to the conversation of Angel Gabriel and Mary. In Luke chapter 1, verse 34. And Mary said to the angel, how can this be, since I am a virgin? And the angel answered and said to her, the Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you, and for that reason, the holy offspring shall be called the Son of God. And behold, even your relative Elizabeth has also conceived a son in her old age. And she who was called barren is now in her 6 months. Verse 37, for nothing will be impossible with God. Is it the same what the God of Jeremiah told in the New Testament? That all things are possible with God. So since all things are possible with God, we can hope that He will protect us from any sickness. We can hope that He can heal us from our sickness. We can hope that we will be blessed financially by our God. We can hope that this pandemic will go away. And we can hope that God will heal our country, that God will heal the whole world. And we can hope that our callous hearts will be revived. And we can hope that our sadness will turn into joy. Because God is the one who gives us hope in our hearts. So let's hope to our God. And again, for us, all of us, we are fearful because we might have the COVID. Remember that God is a sovereign God and He is in full control of everything. And in Philippians chapter 1, verse 21, what does it say? For to me to live is Christ, and to die is gain. And our fear sometimes, you know, will make our lives short because of the fear, instead of prolong our lives because of our fear, our lives become shortened, I think. So let's hope to our God. So the third one, let's welcome 2021 with prayerful heart. So in verse 12, and go back to Jeremiah, then you will call upon me and come and pray to me, and I will listen to you, and you will seek me and find me when you search for me with all your heart. Let's try to listen in our hearts the tone of the verses. What is the tone? Then you will call upon me and come and pray to me, and I will listen to you, and you will seek me and find me when you search for me with all your heart. So if we are going to meditate the verses, we can feel that the Lord or God is longing for a relationship. Is longing for a relationship with us. Is longing for our attentions. And I believe this pandemic, whole world pandemic, This is one of the many ways of God that He can get back our attentions. Especially we Christians. Because I think like the Israelites, you know, we are really, our hearts really, you know, prone to go away from God. It's us. So God is longing for our relationship. So in that verse, if we are going to meditate, He longs for us. So how can we have relationship with Him? Through our personal prayer. We can have our personal prayer. We can meditate through our solitude. You know, in Pennsylvania, your country or your state, I really like. Because your state is a very, very, very good state to have solitude. Do you believe in that? I will only sit on Juan and Gary's, you know, porch. I can really see the glory of God. If it is snow, if it is spring, green, now white, enjoying falls, colorful, you know, doing solitude, you know, admiring the creation of God, it can draw us closer to God. I don't know if you realize that. And that is why many times if I only, because I live in Manila before I came here, you know, the houses are very close, traffic, bumper to bumper. And if we want to have solitude, we have to go to the mountain and pay big amount of money for how many days only. But here, any time of the day, you can have it. You will only go out from your house. Do you agree with me? Yeah, you have a very beautiful state. So God is longing for our relationship. He's longing for our attentions. So, you know, a prayerful heart. You know, if we have Jesus in our hearts, if we have relationship with Jesus, we can really feel Him. We can really feel Him. And if we can really feel His Holy Spirit, of the Holy Spirit, you can only realize that your tears is already falling down. So He is our, you know, He is our peace in our hearts. He is our hope. And we have to develop our prayer life with Him. So go back to the final conversation of the angel Gabriel and Mary in verse 38. And Mary said, "Behold, the bondslave of the Lord, be it done to me according to your word." And the angel departed from her. So what can you feel, or what can you see the heart of Mary, the attitude of Mary? He was very submissive to God. He was very submissive. Or just imagine, yeah, He was bothered. But because she was a godly woman, He said, "Be it done to me according to your word." Can we say also that to our God today? "Be it done to me according to your word, Lord." And that is why in developing our relationship with God, not only prayer and solitude, it involves reading His word. Because we can listen God through His word, and we can talk to Him through our prayers. So it is a conversation. It is a two-way, not only one way. So can we say to God, "Be it done to me, Lord, according to your word." I really love this part. "Be it done to me, Lord, according to your word." Very submissive to the word of God. If we are really submissive to the word of God, if we are really reading the word of God, we know the will of God exactly. If we know the will of God, we can really walk according to His will. And whatever happens to our lives, whatever situation we have, whatever circumstances, whatever trials we have, we can really say, be it done to me, Lord, according to your word. So let's welcome our 2020 with a peaceful heart, a hopeful heart, and a prayerful heart. Let's bow our head and let's meditate these questions. This is the invitation of God at this very moment. Can we trust God's word when He said, be still and know that I am God? Can we trust Him? Be still and know that I am God. And can we also say yes to Him? Be it done to me according to your word, as Mary said. And are we willing to develop an intimate relationship with the Lord through our prayer time, through our solitude, and through our reading of His word? So these are the things that our God is trying to get our attention. And let's hope with peace in our hearts that our 2021 will be a good one, especially for us, His children. Let's pray. Father, we thank you, Lord, for the life of Jeremiah. We know, Father, that you are the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And you are still our God today, who says you are the same yesterday, today, and forever. And your kingdom has no end. And you are with us, Emmanuel. You are with us until the end of our age. So thank you so much, Lord. And we pray, Lord, as we enter this 2021, Lord, your word will be our guide, will be our directions to give us peace, to give us hope in this life. This is our prayer in the mighty name of your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen. Thank you and good morning again.